Does your mind ever drift away from the ways of God? Well, there's a simple solution. Watch a sunrise to be reminded of His presence. That brief moment when day and night meet. The new dawn to tell us of new beginnings. That enchanting moment to return the beholder to thoughts of the divine. A heavenly reminder of the God of creation. Well, when was the last time you sat and intentionally watched a sunrise? I pray this meditation from Psalm chapter 113 will encourage you to pause along the way for creation to remind you of the Creator, the first light of day to inspire you to praise Elohim with awe-inspired reverence. So to begin your time of meditation, find yourself conceding to this holy time and place. Imagine being outside or near a window where you can feel the sun rising against your skin. Allow your breathing to settle. But your eyes to remain slightly open in a soft gaze. Start to become mindful of the eternal presence of the Holy Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of mindfulness by listening and replying to this passage from Romans chapter 15. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, may all of your creation remind me of you. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. And Lord God, may all of your creation remind me of you. May the God of hope fill you through the experience of your faith. Lord God, may all of your creation remind me of you. And may the God of hope fill you that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will abound in hope and overflow with confidence in His promises. And Lord God, may all of your creation remind me of you. With your eyes slightly opened in a gaze, spend a few moments being aware of the light around you, the eternal light of God. Take a moment to recall a beautiful sunrise. How do you respond when you see the first rays of pink light streaking across the eastern sky? Now another moment to recall the rising warmth on your face. A new day. A new life. Perhaps even a moment to recall the sun at apex above you, directly overhead, bathing you in warm, illuminating light. Now push your focus through the beauty of creation to the source of creation. Move past creation to center on the Creator. Center not on the light, but on Elohim, the Creator of light. Center on your praise and awe-inspired reverence whispering, Lord God, may all of your creation remind me of you. Allow the word creator to become your centering prayer. Center once more on your breathing, bringing attention to your breath. Don't try to manipulate the pace. Just notice each breath and how each is unique. Each breath a new creation. Each quick inhale brings the gift of new life. Each slow exhale brings the gift of release. As you inhale and exhale, be reminded of God's presence in and around you, abiding in you. And everywhere you look, encounter Him. Relax here for another moment, breathing and contemplating the presence of God. Your thoughts will drift, and that's fine. Rather than judging yourself, celebrate the drifting. As another reminder to center back on your breathing, as you silently whisper, Lord God, may all of your creation remind me of you. Let this be your continuing praise. Now in continued silent contemplation, reflect on the first of three scripture readings from Psalm chapter 113, verse 3, from the Amplified Bible. And imagine King David sharing this passage with you personally from his time to your present moments to praise. To my fellow child of the Creator, on those days that God seems most distant, remember that even the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised with awe-inspired reverence. Which words in this reading sunk in most deeply? Well, listen once more for how your heart, mind, and soul are touched by this passage. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised with awe-inspired reverence. Which idea from this passage did you hold on to the tightest? Well, may the Holy Spirit use that thought to guide you into deeper contemplation for this next minute. Listen once more but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen from the New King James Version. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord, and praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its going down. The Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles Himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and the earth? How did you experience this passage personally? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, let the words blow through you like a soft wind, relishing them as you listen once again, now from the New Living Translation. Blessed be the name of the Lord now and forever. Everywhere, from east to west, praise the name of the Lord. For the Lord is high above the nations, His glory is higher than the heavens. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What is your heart crying out to God right now? How are you encountering Him at this moment? Well, this time is now yours as a gift of prayer. He is in and around you. So take a minute now to approach Him in your way and in your words. While resting in imaginative contemplation, recall this moment from Luke chapter 19. This is Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And as He was drawing near, already on the way down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of His disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in the heaven and glory in the highest." But then some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples for shouting these praises." And He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." Take this next minute to imagine the sunrise crying out its praise to the Creator. For a minute, let the song of the created sun become your praise for its creator. Rest here in closing, centered and mindful of God's creation in and around you, celebrating your Creator with awe-inspired reverence. And as you encounter the Creator in creation, be aware of someone you may meet along the way with their head hanging down, completely unaware of the divine beauty in their midst. And consider how God might use you to remind another of His presence in all of creation. Consider that as I offer you this prayer of benediction, to remember that even on those days that God seems most distant, remember that even the rising of the sun to its setting can remind you the name of the Lord is to be always praised with awe-inspired reverence. So may you know the rising of Christ, the awareness of the Holy Spirit, and be reminded of the ever-presence of God. And whether at first light, last light, or the countless moments in between, whisper, Lord God, may all of your creation remind me of you and your Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.